Welcome to another Ask the Expert podcast brought to you by ILTA. Today, David Bussell, the Director of Technology at Buchalter Niemer and ILTACON Planning Committee member, will be discussing security measures that need to be made up high and down low. David, we appreciate you joining us.
Christy, thank you very much.
I want to start by asking you, what security-related exposure keeps you awake at night, and what steps have you taken to mitigate the risk?
What really keeps me awake at night is really not one security-related exposure, but what I don't know. Security is an ever-changing world, and it can be hard to keep up with the latest threats. We are constantly researching new threats and how to protect the firm against them. The one threat that keeps me up at night lately is viruses. I know viruses might seem like old news in the security world and have been around for years, but they are becoming much more sophisticated. We have multiple systems just to protect against viruses. We monitor viruses as they come into our system, on our systems, on our individual endpoints, on our servers. And as much as we protect against viruses, there are still zero-day attacks that no virus definitions can protect against. The other thing that I see concern with is the Internet of Things. While that is mostly focused on the consumer side of the business right now, history has shown us that will bleed over into the enterprise shortly.
From a security perspective, which do you prefer, up high or in the cloud or down low on the premises, and why?
My firm is currently more on the down low side. We try to keep security devices on site. I see advantage to using the cloud-based system. They bring a level of expertise, especially for small and medium-sized firms. We have a limited amount of staff, and they cannot know every system and the insides and outs of those systems. There can also be a cost savings for having systems in the cloud. However, I think the main advantage to having your security services in the cloud can be deployment time. If you find a new threat or requirement by a client that you need to protect quickly, have an appliance or server deployed in the cloud can be set up considerably faster than perhaps it can be set up on site. We actually prefer a hybrid approach. We have some security services, though few, in the cloud and some on site.
How will increased security regulations affect legal organizations in the long term?
I do not feel that increased security regulations will really affect the modern law firm directly. What we are seeing now, and I think what we will see in the future, is regulations that affect our clients. And those regulations will be passed along to us by proxy of working for that client. Many of us in legal have already seen that working with financial institutions in the form of audits and security requirements and policies that they have that they are pushing down toward the law firm. I think what it's going to really affect is there is going to be an effect on how it affects legal operations. What we are seeing now is a change in philosophy on how law firms share data within the firm. Traditionally, it has been that every attorney and every staff member had access to every document, referred to as the optimistic document management system. What we are now seeing is clients want us to restrict access to their documents, and we are now seeing a shift to more of a pessimistic document management system. The other thing we're seeing and how it's affecting is what websites our firms can access. The days of being able to access whatever website you needed to are long gone. And now most of our staff and attorneys are restricted in what they can have access to, and most of those requirements come from our clients.
They say people are the weakest link. Awareness training is becoming a norm, but how do you get users to truly be motivated to keep the firm's data secure?
I think actually overall security awareness is improving. Today we are seeing a much more informed population. I actually think that mainstream media is keeping them motivated. It used to be that security hacks were buried in the media, to either tech media or the back page or somewhere specific that tech people had to go look for. Now they're on the front page news. Every large attack you see, from Target to other companies and even the government, is reported on both the front page of the mainstream news and television at night and social media and everywhere else. And so it never fails that after these attacks are reported in the media, I always seem to get more emails asking, how do we protect our firm environment, advice on how to protect our personal environment, and how that is affected. I think today's law firm employees have a much more vested interest in the law firm succeeding and know that security is part of that.
All right, well, let's go ahead and wrap things up for today. Thank you, listeners. Please check out our other Ask the Expert podcast. And David, thank you so much for providing some insight on this important topic.
Christy, thank you very much.